Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Alcohol and drugs continue to be a roadblock to success for many people. Our next guest's organization has been working with men in the Columbia area who are seeking help in overcoming these types of life issues, and they are about to expand their services with a brand new dormitory. Jimmy Braddock and Adele Little are with Providence Home in Columbia. Jimmy, Adele, welcome.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
First of all, give us a little background here on Providence Home. How long has it been around?
We unfortunately have to say that we're probably one of the best-kept secrets in Columbia because we've actually been in existence for over 55 years, serving men in and around Columbia. Early on, it served men and women, actually. A gentleman by the name of Johnny Zanoni, after a long bout with alcohol addiction and several arrests, found himself coming out of jail and came to a realization that he couldn't continue to live that way. And in that, he also decided to reach out to others, and that's where Providence Home was born.
And how many people can you serve now?
We currently serve 36 men, and as we are about to expand with a new dormitory, then we're going to be adding 27 new beds, and so we're very excited about that.
How do people find you, people who need your services?
So for the longest time, it really has been word of mouth, but in recent years, we've served programs through the VA, worked with homeless veterans. Churches that we work with locally may have a guy that they're working with that has come to them seeking some help. We have relationships with treatment facilities, detox centers in and around the Midlands that will also refer guys.
Walk us through the process of how a life can be turned around.
Yeah, when a man comes to Providence Home, he finds a place of rest. First of all, it's a safe place to live. It is truly a transitional home for him. And if he chooses to, then he can find a place to turn his life around, to rebuild his life, to rebuild relationships with God and with his family, to have his basic needs met of 3 meals a day, laundry services, transportation, and a holistic list of services where he can have other needs met so that he can have a path laid out for him of success for independent living.
Are you also working with employment service organizations?
Definitely, yeah. So that's a huge component for them to be financially stable, to interact with SU Works and Fast Forward and other second chance employers so that they can become financially stable and economically sustainable, and to have job skills, to build a resume, to find a job that matches their personality, to build confidence again.
What are your challenges?
For a long time, communities as a whole have viewed alcoholism, drug addiction, mental health issues, even almost with a stigma of so many things that come with those issues. And all they have done in the past is treat that issue. We believe that those issues, whatever they are, and they're not always drug and alcohol issues. They sometimes are depression. They are anger, grief, whatever those things are. We believe they're a symptom of a deeper issue. How do we reconcile relationship with God and with others? So the challenges are conventional treatment methods address just the symptoms. Men's inability to maybe admit that we are powerless over some things that we'd like to have control over. We don't like to admit that we don't have control over things, and that really is a challenge when it comes to recovery.
And I was going to ask you, what are the unique things involving men?
Again, I think that is it. To some extent, the control, the strength issue, it's perceived that to give in or to surrender is a sign of weakness. And really, in what we do, when we surrender, it's more a badge of honor than a sign of weakness. In addition, you know, we have a society that's taught us, you know, especially my generation, we've been taught to, you know, pull yourself up by the bootstraps and just drive on. And that's a tough thing for a guy to go from that mentality to the idea of being vulnerable, being open to somebody else to say, hey, I'm struggling with this.
So you're finding a big part of the equation to success is humility.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, Jimmy, Adele, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much.
Jimmy Braddock and Adele Little are with Providence Home in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to their organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.